Today we are up to Siman Tov Tzadi Dalet, the very last Ramah. So the plan is as follows. We shall be learning Be'ezer Hashem tonight the end of Siman Tov Tzadi Dalet Tziv Gimel, which is additional Lachas and Minogim of Shavuos. This will be today's learning, Be'ezer Hashem. Subsequently, starting tomorrow, we are going to go back where we... Do you remember we still have a... debt in Hilchas Pesach? Do you remember that? Hibkidin, you remember? Yeah, so we're going to catch up. Good, so where is it? Which siman? Which page? Yossel, which page is it? That's right, yeah. So we will be, So we will be catching up from Siman Tov Samach, starting tomorrow, which is the halachas of baking of matzahs, and we'll reach, mitzvah Hashem, the halachas of Leil HaSeder within a couple of weeks, and then we'll have completed the halachas of Pesach. Once we have done that, we'll then be able to continue what we are finishing off tonight, mitzvah Hashem, which is halachas of Yom Tov, which is Tov Tzadiyei, which is very challenging and very important halachas, which is Hilchas Yom Tov. But that's we're going to get to the after Hilchas Afiyas Matzah. All right, okay. So tonight is still Hilchas Shavuos, and we'll be talking about more of the minogim relating to Shavuos. So we spoke about the minhagim of flowers. We spoke about the hay, the grass, and now comes the minhag of the next minhag, which is the minhag of milchiks, of eating milky. So. Let's go to the bottom of page 200. For now again, become a mekoymos. The minhag is in numerous places. Lechol ma'achalei cholov, to eat milky foods. B'yom rishon shel Shavuos, on the first day of Shavuos. Why? V'nireh li atam, the reason seems to me, shehu, because, k'mo yashnei tafshilin shelo yikrim b'leil Pesach. Look at that reason, which is the reason that the Ramah brings, which is an unknown, unpublicized reason. Why do we have milchiks on Shavuos? Why do we have milchiks on Shavuos? Ramah says, for the following reason. Shehu k'mo yashnei tafshilin shelo yikrim b'leil Pesach, zeicha lechagiga. Because there is on Pesach, there is two cooked meals. We have zeicha lePesach, zeicha lechagiga. So, just like there is on Pesach, we eat two cooked items. One is Eichel Pesach, one is Eichel HaChagiga. Similarly, also, we eat two food items. We eat Machel Cholov, milchik food, and afterwards Machel Boso. And now comes the... וצריכים להוב ימוהם שתי לחם על השולחן. One must bring two breads on the table. שו במוקים המזבח, which is instead במוקים המזבח of the מזבח. Additionally, ויש בזה זיכורים לשתי הלחם. This is also as a memory of the shtei lechem, the two lechem which was brought, which was brought on Shavuos. So let's get this clear what Ramah says over here. Ramah seems to be saying a couple of very interesting, fascinating points and reason for the minhag. Let's start with the beginning of the Ramah, who says that we have two. We do two tafshilin. There's two tafshilin. two cooked items. On Pesach, there's two cooked items. One is Echel Pesach, one is Echel Chagiga. Similarly also, us, we're going to have two different separate items. Machel Cholov, Achel Machel Basal. We have a cooked item, which is milky, and a cooked item, or baked item. One is meaty, and one is milky. The point being, both of them are cooked or baked. And by having two distinctively different items which have been cooked or baked, that reminds us, or just like on Pesach, we have two foods, one is Echel Pesach, one is Echel Chagiga, similarly also on Shavuos, we have two distinctively different food items, one being a milchik food and one being a flashic food, very different. But more than that, and then continues the Ramah, and it says as follows. Now, we know in the Beis HaMikdash, one used to bring, there was the Shtei Lechem, the two Lechem, the two loaves, which were bought. Now, just like in the Beis HaMikdash, there was the Shtei Lechem, which was specifically on Shavuos, so we also need to have Shtei Lechem, two breads. Now, that how do we have two breads on Shavuos? How do we observe and how we mekayim the two breads on Shavuos? So the Ramah, according to the Mishneh Berurah's understanding, is telling us a fascinating yesod, and it says as follows. It doesn't mean you just bring two breads. You're not fulfilling the mitzvah of having Shtei Alechem, two breads, by bringing two loaves of challes or two loaves of bread, you bring them on the table. With this, you're not going to fulfill the minig of Shtei Alechem. Rather, the way you fulfill Shtei Alechem is by having two breads, that by each of those breads are actually required of Pialoche. Meaning, there is a rule in Yoyredeh, there is a halacha in Yoyredeh, that whenever you have a meal, which is, let's say, a meaty meal, say you have a meaty meal, and in that meaty meal, you have some bread. So you wash and you have bread, and that is then followed with a meaty food. Once you have completed the meat, even then, the bread that you've eaten during and throughout the meaty meal, that bread, as we know, that's what it says near there, that bread becomes meaty. Because with respect, with the hands having touched everything, with perhaps the meat having spritzed a bit and gone over all over the place, it is likely that the bread has gone in touch, has come in touch with meat. Therefore, you may not eat that bread in a milky meal. Similarly, vice versa. If you have got a bread which was eaten with milk and during a cheesy meal, the actual bread which was on the table, you may not use for a meaty meal. Because we suspect that there might have been a likely contact to the cheese, and therefore that bread is better to be kept away from a meaty meal. That's a rule in Yoyredeh. Therefore, what we are seeing on over here is that in order to facilitate us to having two breads, it doesn't mean just bringing one loaf and then another loaf and then washing and then having a meal. No. In order to do the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Shtei Alechem, we need to have two breads. That you must have two breads. It must be a bread that you have during the milky, which that bread cannot be used later during meaty. And that forces you, so if you have a milky meal, that forces you to have Shtei Halechem, a second bread. Walom de Sheminik. The reason why we have milky, according to the Ramah, according to Mishneh Berurah's understanding, is because we want to force you to have halachically two breads. And by having initially a milky meal, then you cannot use that bread later during a meaty meal, because you can't. So therefore, if you have milky first, that forces you to have a second loaf of bread later, and thereby fulfilling the kiyum of Shtei Halechem, two breads. Yeah, so you're right. For another separate reason, you actually need to come on to four. It's true. For a separate reason. But you at least need to have shtei alechem. So let's see this inside in the Mishnah. Fascinating minhag. First, the Mishnah Berurah steps back and brings a minhag, a reason for the minhag, why we have milchik for another reason altogether, which is in the bottom of page 200, see if cotton, you would base two lines from the bottom. Right, so why we have milchik on Shavuos? There's so many reasons. I wonder if a sefer has been published yet, the 101 reasons why we eat milchiks on Shavuos. If this hasn't been printed yet, maybe this year that should be the achievement of the lockdown, that we author a sefer on the reasons, the many reasons brought down on why we have milky on Shavuos. So here it says as follows: I'm going to avoid. That's one reason. And I have heard another reason. May the name of a Godel Echad, a great Torah personality, that said a very good reason for this. He said a good reason for that. Now, Mishnah's reason is fascinating. When the Yidden stood by Hasina and received the Torah, in the brackets, important brackets for general knowledge, because when the Ten Commandments were given, it was revealed to them, the entire Torah, not only the Ten Commandments, not just the Taseres HaDibros, rather everything. As Reb Sadigon writes famously, that in the Aseret HaDibros you will find all the 613 mitzvahs in the Aseret HaDibros. Now, it is known that Reb Sadigon said that, but there's other proofs in other Rishonim. It seems to be globally accepted that not only the Ten Commandments were given at Sinai, rather, all the 613 mitzvahs were given at Sinai. I believe Rashi also learns like that. There's proofs. So not only the Ten Commandments are given, but all the 613 mitzvahs were given in Matan Torah. For Yodim in Har Leveisam, and they came from the mountain Hasinai Leveisam to the houses. Loimotzum Alechol, and after this uplifting, unprecedented, unique event of Kabbalah Zatera, they came home, and they were probably a little bit hungry. Do you know, after a good show, after a good event, you come home hungry. What is there to eat? You open up the cupboard, you want to eat something. You know what it's like. So the Yidden were also hungry after Kabbalah Seder. They were hungry. For sure, before Kabbalah Seder, they couldn't eat. Too nervous. Anyway, they were woken up. They were too nervous. So now, after Kabbalah Seder, they were hungry. They came home hungry and thirsty. And they had nothing to eat. And they could only eat milchiks. Why? Why could they only eat milky? Because for meat, they now learned and they now understood. We can't just grab a chicken, shecht it, and eat it. It doesn't go like that. It needs a lot of preparation. You need to have a specific knife, a shechita knife, which now they learned that you can't just cut the head off. You've got to have a shechita knife with its relevant halachas. You need to know how to remove the parts of the animal which is not permitted to eat. You have to remove the fats. You have to remove the blood. You have to rinse it. You have to salt it. You need to kasha the kelim, because before that they must have eaten milky and meaty together. So now all that is to be kashered and salted out. Because all the pots they had previously, everything that they used within the last 24 hours is all today, but they can't use it. So therefore, and therefore they must have eaten on Shavuos, the first Shavuos of Kabbalah Zatera, they must have eaten milky, because they had nothing else to eat. They couldn't shecht. The new halachas, it was quite a big enterprise. They couldn't just eat meaty, and therefore they had to be okay with eating milky. The Onu and us, Oisim Zeichalazeh, we do accordingly, we do a remembrance of that, and that's why we eat milky. That is the reason of the Mishnah Berurah. There has been a great interest amongst Mishnah Berurah learners to find out what exactly is the source of this Mishnah Berurah. He says in B'Shem Godel Echot, and after extensive research, this Godel Echad who says it seems to be the Rab Shitza. A Chassid Shegodel said this reason. And it is very unique and rare. I don't know of any other place. I'm not a Bokhi in Mishneh Berurah. But I don't know of any other place as a Mishneh Berurah with Mishneh Berurah brings a Chassidische Pshat. A purely Chassidische Pshat in the Mishneh Berurah. There is probably some reason for it, and there's an interesting, but Mishneh Berurah is very excited about this reason. He actually brings it in a different sefer of the Mishneh Berurah in a Likut HaLachas. Elsewhere he brings this Pshat again with great excitement, again without saying who it was. He doesn't say where he got it from. He says Godel Echad, but it seems to be a really Chassidish pshat, which he brings up here with great excitement. It seems to be also quite a recent pshat. It's not an early pshat. It seems to be quite recent. Bishop brings it over here, and it is a really beautiful pshat. Yes, Brad, what do you want to say? I think that there's two different aspects. You know what? Can we reanalyze your question after Zif Cotton Yud Dalet? Let's think about your question afterwards again. Let's go through this Mishneh Berurah.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Surely they knew there was a Shechita because they had 7 weeks before that problem Pesach.
There was no Shechita Schulin though. There was not for their own personal eating. You're right. There was such a concept of Shechita for the Ribbono Shel Olam, but for them to eat Shechitas Chulin, that was a new concept. They weren't familiar with that. Yes, somebody else wanted to ask something. Barry, was it you? Somebody else? Okay, so a nice pshat. There's another pshat I will not fail to mention the Pshem Shel Aliyah's pshat, which I think is the most beautiful pshat. It's the most beautiful pshat about milchigs and flyshigs. He says it in Pshem Shel Aliyah. She says it in a couple of places. He says that milk is a symbol of love because it's motherly. It's a motherly product, and it's a natural product. There's nothing more pure than milk. It's completely pure, and it's full of love. And whether in the animal world or lahavdil in the human world, it's something which represents love and care and purity. Blood, he says, comes, and meat generally, comes from slaughtering, from shechting. It is a certain aggressiveness in it, there's a certain, bloodshedding, and it is a kind of, it's strictness, it's minasadin, it's slaughtering, killing, it is something. He says, you need both. Sometimes you need, more often than not, you need the love and the rachamim, and the purity, and at times it needs also strictness. At times it needs tough kite as well. It needs toughness, it needs both. But what you can't do is you can't mix them up. You can't mix them up. That's the reason behind Basa B'Cholov. Meat, fleishig, represents one aspect of Avodah, and milk represents another aspect of the Avodah, and you cannot miss it. And you cannot mix it because that's Basa B'Cholov. Based on that, it also makes sense that on Kabbalah Zotayr we have milk. Because Kabbalah Zotayr is chesed, is rachamim. He goes in the line of whether it's between us and the Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kind to us to give us the Torah. One aspect, another aspect also of us. Megillas Rus is read because of Kuloi Gmilas Chasodim. It's a time of chesed as well. So that's why we have milk on Shavuos. Okay, we carry on. So that's so we've got already like 3-4 reasons for our book. Yeah, for our sefer, we're doing quite well. So Sif Kotten Yud Gimel Mishneh Berurah B'Yom Rishon. Okay, now when do we have actually milchiks? Does anybody have milchiks on both days? One day or 2 days? Milky. One day.
Both nights, but not this year.
Does anybody have 2 days? 2 days. Yeah, so Mishnah says as follows: Biyom Rishon Kam Noyagin Bektas Mekoyim Sifkon Yud Gimel Kam Noyagin Bektas Mekoyim Zlech. Yeah, so one second. So the Ramah says on the first day, and you by the Tepas they're doing on a second day instead this year. How Tepas doing it? Second day. Ah, I mean the first day instead of the second day, right? First day, right? Right. Okay. Some people are meeting on both days. Some people both nights. So all the minogim are nice minogim. So the Mishnah Berurah says as follows: Piyum Rishon, Gam Noyagin V'Ktzas Mekoyim Zlechol Dvash V'Cholov. Some have an additional minig as well to have not just milk but also honey with milk. It doesn't mean honey milk. It could be honey additionally to milk. Because the Torah is compared to honey and milk, because the pasuk says, I believe in Shir Hashirim, dvash v'cholov tachas l'shoneich, that Torah is compared to honey and milk. So therefore, some people are makpid to have honey as well on honey cakes. Anybody got a honey cake? That's quite a minute, quite a common minute. Honey cakes, anybody? Some people have honey cakes. No. Some people do. Okay, now, going to Sifkot Yudalet. So now we're going to explain why is it, so we spoke about the two cooked items, and now we're speaking about the Shtei Lechem, the two breads, that we're going to have two breads, because one bread is for the milchik, and then that falls out to have a second bread for the flashik. Mishnah Sifkot Yudalet, second white line. Just like on Pesach, we have a zeichel korban, kain, similarly on utzichin nasus b'shvus, zeichel shtei lechem shemivin. So also on Shvus, we need to have a memory, we need to commemorate the shtei lechem. So we don't actively need to have two cooked items like on Pesach, rather it's referring to the two baked items of the breads. That's where we had milchiks first, and after it's meaty. And that needs to be bought with two breads. Why? And here is the point. One may not eat bread and milk from one loaf of bread. And that's why we have zikoron in memories of shtei lechem with two breads. Therefore, gentlemen, what comes out, according to the Ramah, are you mekayem the minig of eating milchiks if you have two separate meals? One meal being milky, one meal being meaty. Are you mekayem the minig according to the Ramah? Yes or no? You're right. Right, you are not. I'm saying this in full confidence, and please note, this is also our minig. We also have it in two different meals, but there's no doubt about it that we are this way, we're not mekayim, the minig according to the Ramah. Rabbi Kagan, why is that? Why is it? Why are we not mekayim according to the Ramah?
We don't have the same meal. We have one, we have our meal, and that's it. We don't swap within the meal. We don't have cheese.
Yeah, so what the Ramah says, I think that's what you mean. The Ramah says that in order to make the shtei alechem, is that you have one bread, and that bread gets milky, and now I cannot carry on the meal because with this bread, I cannot continue with this bread because then I'm going to have something meaty now, so I need to replace it with another bread, and that forces me to have shtei alechem within one meal. It's the fact that it forces me to have a second bread within the meal, and that can only be fulfilled if it's within the same meal. And that's, according to Ramah, the way I fulfill the minhag of shtei alechem. Shtei alechem within one meal, which is forced upon halachically. And surely, if you have two distinct meals, one milchik meal and one fleishig meal, you're not mekayim the minhag. Now, this is what the Ramah says. Again, I think that generally people are not makpid on this Ramah, and we have separate meals, a milky meal and a meaty meal, but this is according to Ramah. According to Ramah, you undoubtedly aren't fulfilling the minhag like that. Yeah. Now,
I just wanted to ask if you could get any should you need to bench after the first and then wash your feet for the second? And then you did that for 2 seconds.
Mishnah Berurah Seif Katan Tezayin will answer your question. So Mishnah Berurah says, very much your question. Got to change your tablecloth. Point number one. Once you change from meat, from milky to meaty, you've got to change your tablecloth. And you do not need to bench in between. Contrary to what many people think, you can have milky after. You can have milky and afterwards meaty, and you don't have to bench, as long as im ein euchel gvina kosher, unless you have hard cheese. Elo ikanech pivit piv yofe v'yadich, but you need to wash your mouth. Kedeisa beyeredesim and pay test. Mishnah Berurah paskens that you can have milk and cheese, soft cheese, in the same meal as meaty. All you need to do is wash your hands and wash your mouth. That's the Pashto Sin Pei Tesh Nyeh. Now, therefore, you don't have to bench in between. Having said that, there is discussion about the hard cheese, which is discussion. Now, perhaps I'm going to spend next year 5 minutes on that. I wanted to show you an interesting letter I have about that. So maybe we're going to do that next year, Mitzvah Hashem. But the Mishnah Berurah Paskens, let's get this clear. You do not have to bench between milky and meaty, provided it's soft cheese and milk and not hard cheese. You could, in theory, make kiddush, wash, have soft cheese, and then you interrupt your meal, you wash your hands, you rinse your mouth, and you carry on afterwards with meaty. I know you wouldn't feel comfortable with it. I also wouldn't feel comfortable with it, but make it, then you can do that. And perhaps it could be that's the reason why many people are knowing not to do that, and probably most people feel uncomfortable with it, and that's why we do separate meals. But the Mishnah Berurah says that's the way you fulfill the minhag of the Ramah. I believe so. What do you think? I think it's fine. Yeah. Okay. I want to spend a few minutes on hard cheese, but we leave that for next Shir Be'ezer Hashem. Okay. To summarize, we learned this evening. We learned that there is a minig of on Pesach. We have two tavshilin, one for Zechel Pesach, one for Zechel Giga. In line with that, and similar to that, we also have two tavshilin, meaning two baked items. The two baked items are two breads, and the way we have two breads, not stamped two breads, but it's two breads that we must be separated. One is a milky bread, one is a meaty bread. Therefore, you start the meal by having something milky, and then once you want to change, you can't use that bread anymore because it's milky now, so you're changing it with you're changing the meal with its bread to a meaty kind of meal and bread. And that is the way we fulfill, therefore we have two breads, and that's the way we fulfill Shtei Alechem. We also learned that some people have a minik to have honey, because toast compared to honey. We also spoke about the the reason why people have milky, according to the Godel Echot, which was because Yidden had no time to prepare their pots and their shechita knives, etc. And that's why when they came home after the Kabbalah Torah, they were forced to have milchiks. And that's the reason according to Mishnah Berurah why the minhag is to have milky. Fine. Okay. So we will be starting Mitzvah Shem Simon Tov Samach Beis Hashem tomorrow. But I do want to spend the first few minutes just on speaking a little bit about hard cheese. Okay. Shkayach to you all, gentlemen. Shkayach. Keep well, gentlemen. Keep well.